we are taken by surprise because we did not expect that the situation in Guinea would gravitate to the point that would lead to the closure of borders. But we also know that Guinea has not been in a state of normalcy in the past several weeks, so we are not going to complain. But what we're worried about is the fact that some of our citizens are on the other side of the boundary, and we think that they should be allowed to return to Sierra Leone.
You said that you did not think the situation in Guinea would lead to border closure. Are you talking about the elections and what followed after the election?
Yes, because we were quite satisfied with the first round of the elections in Guinea. And of course, even though the second round had some difficulty, the elections did go through. Of course, the matter has been discussed at some court in Conakry, and we all expected some ruling from that court before any other political development that is worth talking about. But of course, we are still awaiting this court order, and then of course, suddenly the borders were shut down. So what we continue to say here in Sierra Leone is that we wish the people in Guinea well. We want to pray and continue to pray that the political situation does not deteriorate to the point of any difficulty. But of course, we also hope that the relationship between us and Guinea would not be undermined by this closure of the borders.
Minister Kabo, the Sierra Leoneans that are currently in Guinea, are they living there, or these are people who cross the borders on a daily basis?
Well, being a West African yourself, you know how people traverse the boundaries in West Africa. The ECOWAS treaties make it very, very easy for people to move from one country to the other. But more specifically, in the case of Guinea, the cultural ties, the relationship, and the neighborliness is such that people move freely from Sierra Leone to Guinea, and Guineans move freely from Guinea to Sierra Leone. So if they are caught unawares by a closure of borders, then of course you know that some Sierra Leoneans are there who would have gone there to trade. Some of them are residents there, but the important thing is that some of them were caught unawares.
Has your government made any representation with the Guinean government?
Well, the ambassador in Conakry believes that things are going to return to a state of normalcy. There is no reason why there should be any stampede at the moment. We are going to watch the situation very closely. And I do not think that the Guinean authorities mean any harm to our citizens. I think they took the decision to safeguard the security situation in Guinea itself. Unfortunately, our citizens are caught up in this, and we believe that as time goes on, the matter will return to a state of normalcy, and our own people who are stranded there will return to Sierra Leone.